My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
It's just really unnatural. Just an unnatural thing to do, Carl.
Oh, jeez.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
You can't tell very easy.
Quick study.
Yeah.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
How long have you been doing this?
40 years. 40 long years.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
It can be a very confusing time for cricket.
Some say crickets will bring you good luck.
And this business about it being good luck in your house?
Absolutely.
Well, it's a good thing they have 25 million of them at this farm.
That was awkward there.
Oh, a little quicker next time.
A little quicker. Got it. All right, I see.
Because today, I'm going to need all the breaks I can get.
And now comes the critical time.
I don't need any extra pressure, Bill. Don't blow it.
And later,
tonight's letter comes off the Dirty Jobs website.
A viewer letter gets me talking turkey with some galloping gobblers.
What's funny about a turkey is when they run.
Okay, everything's funny about a turkey. God.
Here's a letter from a viewer named Patrick Fisher. Patrick writes, "Dear Mike, is it just me or has a tone of subtle desperation crept into your request for dirty jobs?" No, Patrick, it's not you. I'm desperate. Always have been. "Are you really in danger of running out of jobs?" Yes, Patrick, I am. Constant danger. "If so, consider the cricket. I saw you feeding crickets to snakes a few years ago, and ever since I've been wondering about those crickets. Where do they come from? Who collects them? And what would the snakes do without them? Good luck, Patrick Fisher." Well, Patrick, that's a fine question. Obviously, I've received it. We've made some calls. Got a line on a cricket farm outside of Augusta, Georgia. And just like that, here we are. Moments ago, I was given this hat. It's got pictures of crickets on it with fishing rods, which I consider to be a sign both clever and ironic. Also have this shirt. Now you know everything I know about cricket farms. And whatever happens today, good, bad, indifferent, or forgettable, this one's on you.
You ever wonder why crickets carry fishing rods or step out of outhouses looking ridiculously satisfied? Or why their poo is packed up for sale? Or why boxes full of live crickets will take one-way trips to exotic locations all over the world? If those questions make you tingle with excitement, today's your lucky day.
Okay, this is a cricket box. I know that because it's a box-shaped and it's full of crickets. Clay, did I get that right?
I think you did.
Clay is the proprietor of Gann Crickets.
It is Gann's Cricket Farm, yep.
Gann's Cricket Farm. And you are?
I'm Carl.
Carl, I'm Mike. How are you? Okay, so I've only made one claim so far. Did I get it right?
Pretty close.
All right. It's a brooder.
Yep. This was the original brooder that my dad built, actually, in 1955 when he first started the company. Put in the trunk of his car, made a trip through up through Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, as far as Michigan, and back down, going to small towns, in a phone book, finding bait shops, going to the bait shops, showing them what crickets were, because they didn't fish with them up there, how to keep them, and they could build a box like this to keep them in their bait shop, and thus the cricket industry was born.
How many crickets are here on the farm at this point?
At any one moment in time, probably 20 to 25 million.
Holy smokes, and you ship the crickets on this farm all over the world, I guess.
All over the world. We have regular accounts in South Africa, the UK.
Right.
Belize.
If we'd have made our calls properly, we'd be in Belize now with your bait shop instead of here, no offense. But that's just the way it goes.
Who was in charge of that?
No one's in charge.
And these little cardboard things we call hangers, and that's what the crickets would climb up on for the bait shop owner to collect them.
Right.
We'd shake them into a funnel, into a little tube, and measure 100 crickets to sell them to you, the fisherman.
Are brooders still used today?
They are used, made out of a different material. We now have a plastic brooder.
So the crickets themselves, this is a standard cricket?
That's a female.
How can you tell?
I see that long black thing sticking out of her ear. It's called an ovipositor. That's what she lays the eggs with. The pans that Carl's getting ready here will put into brooders with adult crickets that are ready to lay their eggs. The females will jump up in the pans, fill them with eggs. We take the pans out, incubate them for about 10 days, hatch babies, and off we go.
On the back of the shirt you've given me, that's not a fish on there, is
it? No, it's not. Our market has changed quite a bit over the years. When my dad started the company, it was purely fish bait. Mm-hmm. Now our biggest market is reptile food. live food for lizards, frogs, any type of insectivore, but lizards and frogs probably the biggest two.
Carl, what are you doing?
I'm setting the pans.
Setting the pans?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, what is it, peat moss?
Peat moss. Take a hand, pull.
I can do this.
Put it in there?
No, this is a job I can do. No peat moss local down in this part?
Yes, it is.
You pack it tight or you just kind of let it in there?
Just put it in there. You don't have to just leave it loose.
No, is this what the crickets are going to be shipped in?
Like no, they're shipping boxes. This is where they're going to lay the eggs.
This is the nursery.
Right.
We're going to take these and put them into a brooder in this next room.
You follow me?
I'm going to follow you.
You follow him.
I'm going to put them on this cart here.
All right. Like so?
Put them on the cart. Just make a left.
Right there.
Just make a left right there. Go ahead and take the lid off. Just go ahead and shake the tray. And just dump it down.
What's this stuff in here?
That's feed.
That's feed?
That's what they eat, right.
That's just, we just dump it?
Just dump it to the side, you know.
Oh, to the side.
Yeah. Dump it down the tray. You may kill the crickets. You don't want to kill the crickets. Just kind of put it to the side.
So this is like a condominium here. And what is the food, Carl?
The corn-based meal. It's actually my dad's secret recipe. I could tell you everything that's in it, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, I'm half dead anyway.
Just take it to the other one. A long way.
Like that?
Right. Do the other side.
So they'll crawl up here and lay their eggs.
Lay their eggs inside. Now you want to take these ladders.
Yep. What are these called?
Just little ladders.
Little ladders?
It's a highly technical term.
I see.
Take it, put one on each end.
So that helps them crawl up, give them something to crawl on. Gets warm down here, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
A little warming.
You said you missed one.
You missed one, right?
I missed one?
Yeah, one.
Sorry, Carl.
Okay, well, it is your first day.
It is. It's always my first day.
Maybe the last.
All right. And how many crickets, roughly, are in each of these brooders?
About 8,000.
So how long in real time will it take for the crickets that are living in these cardboard towers to crawl up inside of these pans on those little ladders and lay their eggs?
Just a few minutes. In 10 or 15 minutes, you come back and the pans will be covered with females laying their eggs. So we have to watch them and we know when they're ready to lay their eggs. And we have to put the pans in at the right time to catch the eggs and incubate them.
So what we just did was create an environment whereby the crickets don't need to give birth in their own poo.
A very eloquent way of putting it. I like that. That's
thank you. What do we do now?
We're going to take some other pans out that we had set in here yesterday that are already full of eggs.
Oh, good.
Take those to another room, and we're going to move some babies.
It's like a cooking show, except it's not food. It's eggs and poo, and then we're going to move them lickety-split.
This is something that we laid yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Covered with eggs.
White specks there. You can see the eggs. You can actually see the one over there.
That guy's laying an egg right there.
That
might be a girl, I suppose. And how many of those eggs wind up turning into crickets?
Pretty much all of them.
So you want to get the crickets out of here now?
Right. Just shake it. You can actually blow on a little bit, too, and just come off of it.
I want to blow their eggs out of here.
That's okay. You got several thousand. If you lose one or two, it's not going to.
That's a good point.
But out of a typical set, we call this process setting these pans, we will produce about 3 million baby crickets.
And their life cycle is what?
About 6 to 8 weeks. They shed their skin 7 times during their life cycle. The 7th time, they emerge with wings, which is where the noise comes from. And it's only the males that make the noise. It's a mating call. They're trying to attract the females. We sell 9 different sizes to the pet industry, all the way down to a pinhead, which you'll see in a few minutes. It looks like an ant.
What's the fancy Latin?
Akita domesticus.
And this business about it being good luck in your house?
Absolutely.
Well, you must be up to your neck in luck then. Good grief.
I'm up to my neck in something, but...
8 pans of freshly laid cricket eggs are removed 3 times a week from the brooders.
All right, so we're going from here to the breeding room?
The baby room.
Don't spill the eggs. Don't crap the eggs. All right, so these pans will be placed in the racks.
That's correct. They'll stay for about a week or so.
Right.
And it takes about 10 days to start to hatch. So when they're near hatching, we'll take them out of the racks and put them into these brooders where they will hatch. And then we collect the babies from here, which we'll do in just a minute after we put the pans up.
Pans in the racks.
Pans in the racks.
Six in each rack.
Six in a rack.
During the 10-day period before hatching, this room is kept at a carefully controlled temperature of 93 degrees.
All right, Clay, where to from here?
Let's go outside in the next room and be sure we have some brooders set up ready to receive the babies. And if we do, we'll come in here and collect babies that have already hatched and measure them and put them into brooders to go into the production
room. Brooders to receive the babies to go into the production room. Got it?
Coming up, I shake things up at the cricket factory.
This is called shaking them off.
Shake the cricket off the bottom.
And everybody's going down.
Why are people so cruel? That's what they're thinking.
And later, with a little miniature monster truck mayhem, I give some turkeys a run for their money.
You gotta be like a slot machine. Just pay off a little bit.
You're like the lousiest slot machine ever.
Oh, sorry, turkeys.
This is a hatching brooder. You see the babies have already hatched. I'm going to pick up these flats, hold them over the pan, and just knock it slightly with your other hand to shake the babies into the pan. There you go.
Oh, that's a lot of babies. You don't care about every one.
Nah, that's good enough.
All right.
You're after. And once we start putting the babies in this pan, we really need to get them out of here within just 2 or 3 minutes or they'll suffocate.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to go out here, and I've got your other pieces of equipment, the funnel. We're going to measure them and put them into some production brooders. You want me to do the first one?
I think you better.
All right, here's what we want to do. We're going for 34 milliliters, which is the dark line there.
Uh-huh.
So we just simply shake these in here. So we're at 34 milliliters.
Uh-huh.
Off we go.
And that's pure food.
That's it. Now we go to the next one right here. And you're on.
Got it.
That with one hand. Shake it a little bit. Give them like 1 or 2 seconds to settle when you go upright.
Too much.
I think I hear some suffocating in there.
Let them settle.
Where's your mark?
Crickets are settling.
Okay, you're good.
I'm there.
Yep.
I'm there.
That's right. About 10 to 12,000 babies there. And by the time we do here, James will probably have a couple more ready for us down there. James is coming with the water. We forgot to put water in those.
Oh, we need water, yeah.
He's kind of thirsty for 4.5 weeks in a 95-degree room with no water. I always wonder what they're thinking as they go into that tube. And right now they're thinking, I wish this guy would have dumped me out.
Because I can't breathe. Why are people so cruel? That's what they're thinking. I didn't think TV would be like this. But James, what are these things again?
These are the vitals that the crickets live off of. Over the years, different ones, they got holes in them to make the cricket crawl through.
Yeah.
So they crawled on the bottom, they crawled on the top with the holes.
Cool. All right, I'm sorry, these things are probably dying.
We actually do sell these crickets at this size. We call them pinheads.
Well, who buys a pinhead?
For some of the smaller reptiles, baby chameleons are very small. Baby poison arrow frogs, dart frogs, they're called in the industry. They need a small cricket.
They can't get much smaller than this, I don't think.
After the newly hatched pinhead crickets are fed, the brooders are stacked up to be moved into the production room, where the babies will grow until it's time for them to be sold. At any given time, this room holds at least 10 million crickets.
One up in the air, like this.
Yeah.
All right, arms in.
Arms in.
There you go.
I guess you really only have to be told to keep your elbows in after you smack them once.
Get them a couple times.
Yeah.
Putting up babies.
Putting up the babies.
Because crickets are constantly being born and sold, brooders are coming and going in this room at least 8 hours a day.
What we do, we grab our cart. Okay, let's grab something and take out.
Oh, all right.
We got to get some full-grown for loading.
All right, so the crickets in this box are full-grown?
Full-grown.
And they've been out here for how long?
6 weeks. Could be earlier, could be later.
Yeah.
How cold it is or hot it is.
Nothing is guaranteed in the cricket business. It's guaranteed hot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are these heavier just because the crickets are heavier? Or is there something else in here?
The longer they stand inside the brooder they grow in,
yeah,
they use the bathroom.
I mean, this is almost twice as heavy, it feels like, as those, yeah, those last ones. That's mainly poo, then. Poo's heavy.
Crickets, too. Crickets get bigger.
How many times do you reckon you've done this over the years?
Oh, millions. Millions. Millions in a week.
You can do this with your eyes shut.
Oh, yeah. There you go. What's going on, man? Need a hand?
I'm all right.
All right.
Some anxious moments, but we're good.
All right, we're going to put them on tape right here?
Yeah.
Two-man job.
Oh. That was awkward there. Yeah. All right.
All right, what we do now, we call hanging. You got the way?
Hanging?
Yeah, all right.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You want to start, huh?
I'm Mike.
Cornelius.
You are?
Cornelius.
Cornelius?
Yes, sir.
Bill?
Bill? Pleasure.
What do we just take tops off? What we do, we got crickets on the bottom.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why the crickets on the bottom?
They're upside down. They like to hang upside down.
So the way to get the crickets off.
Yep.
Look, I just tap on a little bit. Right there, right there.
Yep.
There you go. Now he should be gone.
He's gone now. There we go.
All right, just stack it there for now. We leave it right there. Okay, what we do, we come over here. It's called shaking them off, hanging them, right?
This is called shaking them off?
Shake the crickets off the bottom.
Okay.
Just shake it, tap to the side.
Make sure there are no hangers on.
Yeah, to the side. And then easy, fold it to the side.
All right.
They fold down, right?
They fold like so, like little accordions. Mm-hmm. All right.
So you grab a good grip.
Good
shake
grip.
One time. All right. No crickets?
I'm liking it. No, I got no crickets.
All right, to the side. What we got here called the hangers. What we do, we just put them in there like this. Don't smush it down, just ease it down like that.
Right.
You don't want to kill the crickets.
No, I don't.
Ease it down like that.
Well, they climb right up there. Look at that.
Look at it.
They go straight up there in a second.
So we do all these like that. Hit to the side. Shake it. See?
It gotta be a very confusing time for cricket. Perfect. Coming up, I give the crickets an action-packed thrill ride all the way to the bait shop.
Hey, do you use these to fish?
Yeah.
Does it work for you?
Sometimes. Sometimes it don't.
Hey, you know, if always worked, they wouldn't call it fishing,
that's right?
Right.
Watch how fast these things climb this tower.
Right on it.
These guys love to climb. Now, so this is still food in the bottom. Food and
poop. That's the poo-poo.
Yeah, what's the difference between food and crap? Sometimes it's confusing.
The poo-poo is like a little poo-poo.
Which one?
That's the poo.
That's the
poo.
Well, man, it can't all be poo. There's brown poo and there's yellow poo.
That's the poo there.
Hey, do you use these to fish? You go fishing much?
Yeah. Every chance I get.
Does it work for you?
Sometimes. Sometimes it don't.
Hey, you know, if always worked, they wouldn't call it fishing,
that's
right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so this stage of this is called hanging.
It's called hanging. Yeah, now we're going to start loading.
Do you load over there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to follow Cornelius.
See what I'm doing right here?
I can absolutely do that.
Make sure you get the job full.
I could have had a little better
one. See what I'm doing. Taking over here, dumping it in here.
Just like that?
Yeah.
How many did you put in? How many towers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put like that. You're right. There you go.
Like that?
Just like that.
Take it out.
All right. Straight in here, Bill.
Right in the funnel.
That's good.
So how many are, it doesn't really matter how much we put in because we're going to weigh them.
Yeah.
We're not counting them, we're weighing them.
1,000.
Oh, the jar? Oh, there are 1,000 in a jar.
Yes, sir, 1,000.
Oh, man, I'm learning.
1,100. We're giving an overcount.
Yeah, you always want to give them a little more than they think they're getting.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming at you.
You got to blow. Come a little quicker next time.
A little quicker. Got it. All right, I see. Speed. Need a little speed.
Yeah, need a little speed right here.
Boom.
Four to 5 hours a day, crickets are loaded into boxes here at Gann's Cricket Farm. Up to 1,500 are shipped out each day.
Come on. Get everybody in. Why aren't they chirping over here? I think they know. Something bad's coming. That long trip to the end of a hook. There we go.
All right, Mike.
Yep.
This cart's got 50.
Right.
Needs to go into shipping.
Into shipping?
Right, once we get 50 on a cart, 50's a good number for us, and that way we can keep count of how many we've loaded at a time.
And this goes to the guy right there?
Yeah.
All right.
Take it down to the end, you'll see FG on the wall, and just park it there.
FG on the wall.
Perfect.
Good deal. What's FG stand for?
Full grown.
If the not-so-full-grown crickets were hoping to skate by, they're out of luck. There's a fancy new shipping gadget just for them.
This is all a brand-new product. Have not got it on the market yet. In fact, these cricket sticks just came into literally a couple of hours ago via FedEx overnight.
Right.
They were printed yesterday.
So these are much smaller than the ones we packed
before.
These are
much smaller. For the pet industry, typically we sell smaller crickets. What you packed before was adult crickets for fishing.
Right.
These are for pet food. We're going to get a lid. The lid goes on a particular way. See how there's a little tongue that sticks up there? That goes on this back side. Slips on the inside. A nice tight fit.
All right.
All right. And then we're simply going to take this, hold it under this little highly technical funnel.
Custom made.
Check the crickets in, and we're going to design this to collect the right amount of crickets.
Right.
Snap it shut. There we go.
So again, it's not just the stick that's innovative. It's this thing on the top.
It's the combination of all these elements.
It's a controlled disbursement of your product. I do believe if there's anybody out there looking for crickets, their dreams just got answered.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Mike, what about the cricket poo and the cricket poo extraction devices? Well, after some serious arm twisting, I got James to reveal the industry secrets.
What we're doing is scrape the brew.
Uh-huh.
Get it all loosened.
Nothing is wasted here at the cricket farm, not even the waste. It's scraped off the brooders to be sold for fertilizer.
See, as the pool get dump and dump, it get builds up.
Uh-huh.
So as it builds up, we got a little button we match right here.
Hey, little auger. So where's the poo going?
The poo goes outside to a big bin.
Uh-huh.
We're using for fertilizer.
I'm just wondering, if you're a cricket, would you rather wind up on somebody's hook or go through an auger?
There you go. All right. And what we do, we take them outside to be clean. Right here.
Yeah, you just taking the one?
Yeah, we don't take all of them. We don't come back and get another one.
All right.
We're going to come back and get another one. One at a time.
All right. Oop. Tricky. Got it. Hey, it lined up like coffins in an old Western. Just like that, the cricket poo is flushed. Remember that auger that was churning the cricket poo? It's right on the other side of the wall. The poo that it churns basically comes up this pipe and runs in this general direction. And eventually it goes into this big green hopper. And, of course, Bill's out here looking after things.
Hi, Mike.
Everything good?
Everything's fine.
Excellent. How much cricket poo you got in the hopper?
Right now, probably about 12 yards. It's cubic yards.
And you put it in the truck. Why?
Because we have to get rid of it, and we can't sell all of it in the bags, the jugs that go out to consumers.
How does cricket poo compare, fertilizer-wise, to things like maybe worm castings or guano?
They say that the smaller the bug, the better the fertilizer. So the worm castings will probably test out higher. Cricket poo is 4-2-2. The major fertilizers measure three things,
yeah.
Nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus.
I didn't know that.
What those three numbers that you see on
four,
any
two,
fertilizer.
Two. What are people? What's people?
I don't think it'd be legal to fertilize with people.
Well, no. I mean our poo, not us.
I couldn't tell you. I know the Koreans use it as a fertilizer. They call
Do
it night soil. Oh, yeah.
Night's oil?
Night soil.
Night
soil. Not night's oil.
You're fond of fascinating information.
Coming up.
Okay, here it comes.
Bill gives me a load of crap.
It's a handsome truckload of poo. There's no doubt about it.
I won't take Bill's crap, but others will.
We have got people lined up for this.
Dang! Doggone it. I do believe he did that on purpose.
And later, it's the ballet of the graceful gobblers.
Holy smokes.
To get the cricket poo flowing, some unfortunate soul needs to open the hopper.
Watch your head on that support over you.
Thanks.
Knock over here. Just in front of the green brace, you want to put the bar right up in there. That's the pot to wedge. And you're going to pry back this way. You ready?
Yeah.
Nothing moving?
There yeah.
There you go.
Ah.
Okay, here it goes.
Daggone it. That's unfortunate. So that's as fast as it falls?
Not yet. We haven't turned the vibrator on.
Oh, right.
The vibrator helps chunky poo flow better. Kind of like a hopper enema.
Now check your gate and see if it'll close.
Yeah.
See? Get up in your position. I'm going to get in the truck and watch for you in that mirror.
You got it.
Now we gotta close it.
Uh-oh.
It's coming, it's coming. Alright, now go up and bang it close.
Bang it?
See how it's still drifting?
Yeah.
all the way back here and just bang it closed. Another more.
More.
More. All right, you're good.
Good. All right, that's a truckload of crap.
We're going to pull it out, and then you're going to rake it and figure out how much is in there.
Okay. What's the chemical fallout of taking a couple mouthfuls of 422?
It's fertilizer. You'll just grow better.
Okay. Dang! Doggone it. I do believe he did that on purpose.
All right, we cannot estimate how much is in there.
I can. It's okay. About 40 pounds.
Well, we can't sell it to somebody by an estimate.
I can. I'll give you $30. You want it?
So what we got to do is get a level.
I'll take the rank, please. Thank you.
Yeah, don't try to push it all at once. Go for a little bit and then get the rest down over it.
I just saw an inexplicably large piece of corn. What kind of cricket ate that? A cricket would be the size of a cat. There's some live crickets in here.
They are. They come through the hopper because it's a flex auger.
These crickets, that guy, that's a survivor. I mean, really, if you can make it through an auger, that's saying something. This is a handsome truckload of poo. There's no doubt about it. I may have a spin with that spade. Thank you. What about the big hunks? You care about those?
No, they'll probably bust up as it gets dumped out of the truck.
Full of cricket parts. Look at that. Corpses. Death and poo juxtaposed again.
We'll find out shortly if you've got about 9 yards there.
Well, let's take a measurement.
You got a little bit high there,
yeah.
A little low there. So let's go right where your shovel is, see if you can get a depth down to the bottom of the truck.
Does that look like the bottom?
Okay. So you can't be more than about a half inch off the bottom, so that'll be good.
25 inches.
All right. So then you have, starting with about 12 inches and going up to 36 inches, which is higher than our truck. We can't load 36 inches without...
This is a conversion chart based for the capacity of this truck?
On this truck.
It's complicated. So you got inches on the one side and you got a cubic yard conversion on the other. He's got 24 highlit at 7.57 yards.
All right, so if you raked it out, you'd be between 24 and 34.
Yeah, and now we're going to drive it somewhere else and put it in bags?
We're just going to cover it here.
And
then we'll call around and make a sale. We have got people lined up for this.
Okay, so big day. Big day of learning.
Bulk sale, mm-hmm. Right? We do it by cubic yards. We also have to take care of retail sales in the bags and the jugs.
And the way this show works is you'll leave and I'll follow you. Otherwise, we'll just stand here and talk indefinitely, much the way I'm doing right now. And this barrel is full of...
cricket poo and cricket bodies.
Right. And the difference
between... We need to separate the two. Right here?
Yeah. You want me to scoop some of this and put it in here?
I want you to scoop some up onto there. I'm going to turn the sifter on. Let's finish that part out. What's happening now is some of this is clogging up the holes in the screen.
Ah, yeah.
So let's grab a black bucket there and just lay it flat on the floor. That into this barrel. We want our barrel up onto the cart. Now we have to take this down to the packaging area. In shipping, we have an area where we're going to package the processed cricket poo into the bags and the jugs.
Can't just bring the little old ladies here?
We could, but they want it in bags and jugs. And the bags and jugs and the sealer are down in shipping.
Just charge them a little less and make them bag it.
All right.
I mean, they're little and they're old, but you want to get them involved in the world around them.
Have you been involved in customer service?
No, I don't like people.
Give the customer what they want.
I don't like customers, and I'm not much for service. Other than that, though, I'm a people person.
I could tell that about you.
Coming up, madness.
When did you first go insane? Do you remember?
Mulch.
Show me the poo test.
This is not what the little old ladies will do.
Oh, you have no idea what they do.
And maggots.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Is there any maggots in that?
Oh, plenty of maggots. I thought I was going to get through the whole day without smelling that. So this is shipping?
This is the shipping department.
What's this guy doing? Whoa, whoa, whoa. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
What are you doing?
Random cricket counts.
I'm Mike.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
What's your name?
Keith.
You're counting, but those are like the pinheads.
Yeah, exactly. We put them in the freezer, kill them all, lay them out, go to counting. Just to make sure that we tell a customer they've got 1,000 pinheads, we want to make sure they got 1,000. Right now we got 533.
Those are 533 there?
Over here.
Can I sit where you're sitting?
Sure.
I want to have the full experience. Now, all these marks in the table here, this is where you've smashed your head in frustration over the years?
Exactly. Just spread you a few out there onto the tray.
So you're not really counting. You're just looking and clicking.
That's it.
Like, I see three there, so I just go boom, boom, boom.
Slide them over.
Slide them over. Boom.
You may be here the rest of the evening going at that pace, Mike.
Well, I want to get it right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't help but count my head. I just got up to 36. And it's meaningless information,
yes,
isn't it?
Exactly.
What matters is I got 576.
So you could actually carry on a conversation and just keep on clicking.
I wouldn't go that far. Let's try it. Let's try and talk while I work.
Okay.
Don't ask me anything. I'll ask the questions. How long have you been working here?
10 years.
Shoot, I lost count. 10 years, huh?
10 years.
And you've been in this position the whole time?
Yep.
When did you first go insane? Do you remember?
I don't remember ever being insane. I mean, insane.
And you count with that? How often do you do this?
We do about 12 of those a week.
Now, when you get to 1,000, will you just stop? If there are any left over, you just keep moving.
Just keep on moving. I promise you, it's really boring sitting here watching you do it.
Well, let's switch it up and let's see who's having more fun. You try it. I'd like to see you go at top speed.
Top speed.
Yeah, I'd like to see Keith counting like crazy.
And carrying on the conversation, too. Have you gotten to the poo yet?
I think I might have just a little. I've not been to a lot of cricket operations. I don't know what the protocol is in this industry, but I do have some passing familiarity with quality control. And when I see this kind of attention to detail, it can only be the hallmark of one or two things: a deep and profound commitment to customer service, or the kind of insanity that's fairly incurable.
You remember how the poo looked in the bottom of the brooder?
You know, it's seared into my retina for all time.
Right, full of crickets, full of everything. You've taken care of that now.
Yep.
It looks good.
Pure poo.
It's ready to go into retail packaging. So
all right.
We have two forms of retail packaging. We've got the 20-pound bag.
Right.
And we've got the 5-pound jug. And we've got to make sure that we've got plenty to go out to refresh our stock all the time.
You can get this right off the... yeah, there's the 422. I love your packaging. And you got this cyclops of a creature walking out of the outhouse. That's a cricket, of course.
It is a cricket.
Dressed up like Jiminy. Gave him shoes, too. What are these things coming out of his ankles?
Little spikes on his legs. It's not a photograph. It is a drawing, so it's not perfectly accurate.
Oh, so this isn't real?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is full of interesting information.
What I've got for you here is a plane bag to practice on. Now, the sealer is on. It's already at the right temperature.
Mm-hmm.
What you've got to teach yourself is how much pressure and how long to clamp down. I can't really tell you how much pressure to put because I can't describe that to you. So what I want you to do is practice on this. Press down for about 3 seconds.
Is it supposed to come lurching at me every time I do that?
See, I've got the cricket legs. You've got the goat legs.
Oh.
And so you're putting more pressure. Now let go. Get it back off of there. Mm-hmm. And see how the bag is weak.
Now this seems to be a mild... to moderate design flaw.
No, the design is fine. The pressure was too much.
I see.
So it has to be somewhere between too little and too much. Too long.
Maybe that's too long.
Think you're perfect? No, look at that.
It's too long.
About 3 seconds with mild pressure.
About like that.
You see the consistent little bubbling? Think you got it now?
I do. I feel good about it. I feel great. Happy with that?
No, too much.
Gets picked up and placed here.
Now comes the tricky part. It's better to do this on the ground. What you want to do is get some of the air out so that you can make a flat seal across the top. Get that nice little sound with the poop.
Yeah, you got to burp it a little.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now comes the critical time.
I don't need any extra pressure, Bill. Don't blow it.
Stop.
I'll never learn if you tell me how to do it.
You'll never learn if clay fires and you don't get to do another one.
A man can dream.
Give it a few seconds and we'll check it with the poo test.
Show me the poo test.
This is not what the little old ladies will do.
Oh, you have no idea what they do.
But the guy at the garden store will do this.
How do you know what the little old ladies are going to do? They're home. They're alone. They got a bag of poo. It's Friday night. The good times roll.
I don't know those little old ladies. On to the sketch.
I'll give you some numbers.
I thought the day was pretty much over. But I was wrong. Clay had one more job for me.
How we doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I came to say goodbye, but it looks like you're still working.
It never ends at a cricket farm. Yeah, last thing. Occasionally, production exceeds demand. So the cricket's life cycle is pretty short, as you know, so we just have to dispose of them. We put them in these barrels.
These are just crickets that didn't make it?
We got a few more in here. You got them there.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Is there any maggots in there?
Oh, plenty of maggots.
Beautiful.
I thought I was going to get through the whole day without smelling that.
That's it.
Well, you got the smelliest load right there that I've experienced in a while. Clay, I'd love to chat, but I got to go find a quiet, out-of-the-way place to throw up.
Okay, understand. Hope you
I
had
appreciate
fun
it. I had a ball. Guys, thank you so much for everything. I'm going to take my bag of this.
Right.
I'll take my thing of this.
Hey, listen, if this TV thing doesn't work out for you...
Yeah. You're on my speed dial. See you guys. Well, I didn't come to Augusta, Georgia to make a commercial, but I can't help myself. I like these guys. I mean, they hooked me up with a 20-pound bag of poo and a 5-pound jug of poo, and I got my 1,000 crickets here, shipped and ready for wholesale delivery. And best of all, the all-new patent-pending cricket stick. Changing the way you and your loved ones buy crickets. Gans Crickets since 1952, raising those crickets and selling their poo. It's not bad, actually. I mean, as jingles go. Or a slogan, I guess. If it were a jingle, it'd be like, Gans Crickets since 1952, raising those crickets and selling their poo. They're going to use that, guaranteed. I'm not going to see a penny. Can't get a break.
Coming up.
Tonight's letter comes off the Dirty Jobs website.
A viewer letter inspires us to show you some never-before-seen foul footage.
That's our ace team right there.
Look out, you're going to hit my husband. Okay,
go. Sorry, Gil. Tonight's letter comes off the Dirty Jobs website from a woman who calls herself Saza JD. She writes, Dear Mike, question, is there caffeine in camel milk? I'm asking because I've just watched your episode at the Wrigler Camel Dairy, and upon closer review, it seems to me that woman you were with appears to be seriously jacked up.
As you can see, the saddles aren't like regular horses' saddles.
Yeah.
And it does feel a little scary at first, but then it's fabulous.
Oh!
You know, you've seen Lawrence of Arabia. They just run.
Oh, there's a lot of pain.
It's just you're out there and you just go. It'll be fantastic.
A lot of pain again.
We lived. We survived. You did really good.
You're one upbeat lady.
So, in other words, if you have a horse and you give them really
hard. Well, first of all, that woman's name is Nancy Wrigler, and making a TV show with a person like Nancy Wrigler is a pleasure. I mean, I love this woman. She's a fountain of information, and the day we spent there went by just like that. And even though the focus was on camels, by the time the sun actually went down, we were talking turkey.
Running a camel dairy is only one part of the job for professional animal trainers Gil and Nancy Wrigler. The other part is running a live turkey show they created for the California State Fair to educate the public about turkey farming. The show involves lots and lots of turkeys, and also this little red truck.
This is really fun. This is one thing that I get to do for a living is drive a little remote control truck like this, which I love.
And the turkeys are going to chase it?
Well, that's the idea. We were asked to produce a educational show featuring turkeys because they're a big part of California agriculture. We're like one of the biggest turkey capitals of the entire world. Did you know that? It's true. And so we wanted
technically, you didn't give me time to answer. I didn't know that. Go ahead.
It's true. And so we wanted to come up with a comedy show that would feature what's funny about a turkey, and what's funny about a turkey is when they run.
Everything's funny about a turkey, except when you... Well, there's some stuff that I've done with them that's not funny at all.
A couple of years back, I helped inseminate turkeys in Minnesota. It wasn't fun. And it wasn't funny.
I will not be calling you. You're going to put feed in there?
That's the best way to get them to run because they're not competitive naturally. But when they see that there's some food in here, they will chase the truck really well. I'm going to load that up a little bit. Right?
I'm going to let you drive the first one. I'm going to watch and see what you're
doing. All right.
Okay, so Gil's going to bring it back to the gate. Come here, babies. Right, Gil?
Yeah. Come on. Chicken chicks. Come on. Chicken chicks, let's go.
So this is top speed?
No, these are the younger ones that are more into girls. When the tails are up, they're more thinking about breeding than they are about eating. So really, when you see all that tail action, they're not going to run fast. They're just going to play with it a little bit. This would be a good one for you to try driving with because it won't go super fast. But
sure.
It's a good idea to let them catch it periodically and that pecking sound doesn't entice the other ones. See now how they've picked up speed a little bit? And let them catch it. And then let them catch it. Let them catch the truck.
You know, you gotta want it. You gotta want it third.
Well, you gotta let him. You gotta let him get. You gotta get, encourage him. You gotta let him actually win.
You don't let him win every time. You know what? You gotta be like a slot machine. Just pay off a little bit. Keep him coming back. You don't pay off every time.
But you're not paying off.
I'm not paying off at all. Stop. You're like the lousiest slot machine ever.
You know what? I had two younger brothers. I teased them.
See
now they look. Now they're just cranky. Let them get close.
Let him get a little, and see that pecking sound? It gets everyone excited again. And then when you can, you'll start, you'll feel it. You'll get a feel for when they're committed.
And that's when you pull the rug out from under.
So we can bring this group back up here and then bring out the big group.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm just going to let one of them clear. I don't want to run them down.
You're a good man.
Now that I've warmed up with the novices, Gil and Nancy bring out the veteran turkeys.
What we're going to do, I don't know if you want to move that guy, but we're going to let this group of six out. And so you're going to bring this truck up here and go back and forth a little bit like this.
Okay.
And when you've got them locked on, then you're going to come out with the truck this way. And then so the crew might want to scooch back this way. Does that make sense?
I think we know what all those words are grouped up like that. Yeah.
So let me load them out in here first.
All right.
Come on, boys. Right here. Right
here. Go. Back up a bit. There you go.
There you
go. Look at that food. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Okay. So you're going to want to bring them up and then scoot right around the front of that tree and go. All right. They're coming. So you better get ready to go. Love of God.
There you go.
Oh, sorry, turkeys.
Oh, good job stopping.
Oh, Lord. Sorry about that.
There you go. Go ahead.
Holy smokes.
The Wrigglers have taken their turkey act to county fairs, schools, and private parties all over the western United States.
That's our ace team right there.
Woo! Look out, we're going to hit my husband. Okay,
and as a reward for all their hard running this coming November, these showbirds won't be seen on any Thanksgiving plates.
If I could just take a moment to be serious with you, we're desperately in need of new dirty job ideas. So if you have one, go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and tell me all about it. It's no laughing matter.
Mike, a little to your right. I know you're going to hate me.
I'm not going to hate you. I'm just not going to listen to you.
Please? Pretty please? A little to your right.
That's what we call a penalty. Ask me again. See how much further I go.
That's great right there. That's great. I'm still rolling.
Of course you are. Can't even begin to comprehend the irony of that. 3, 2, 1.